For many Republicans in California, the potential recall of Democratic Governor Gray Davis offers a golden opportunity to redeem the party. In the election last year, Republicans were soundly trounced, losing all statewide offices for the first time since 1882. President Bush also lost the state in 2000. Supporters of the recall say that recapturing the state house now would be a great start toward rebuilding the Californian Grand Old Party. But other Republicans say that the election could be the worst thing that could happen. NPR's John McChesney reports.
Back in February, the state Republican convention passed a resolution supporting the recall effort. But from the beginning, many Republicans have been skeptical or quiet. On the quiet side is the Bush White House, which has stayed out of the fray, neither supporting nor suppressing the recall effort. And Jim Brulte, the Republican leader in the state Senate, has declined to discuss the issue publicly, saying he has to focus on resolving the state's budget crisis. On the skeptical side, many Republicans say a floundering Gray Davis should be left in office because that can only help the party in the next election. Ray McNally is a consultant to the state Republican Party.
Strictly strategic point, we have the perfect situation. We have a very weak and unpopular governor, and you know, we don't have responsibility for a $38 billion budget deficit, for a wounded energy system, and for schools that aren't performing as they should be. This isn't our problem. Why would we want to make it our problem?
But for recall supporters, the opportunity outweighs the risk. John Campbell, vice chairman of the Assembly Budget Committee, is a strong voice in the state Republican Party. He says if a governor inherits a position where everything is great, the only place to go is down. But in California right now, the only place a new governor can go is up.
Plus, I think we as Republicans have been saying for 5 years, Democrats have been in complete charge of this state, and look at what's happened. The other side of that coin is that we need to be able to say, put us in charge. We want our hands on the wheel. We understand that the car has two wheels off the cliff at the moment, but we have faith in ourselves and that we can keep this car on the road if you put the wheel in our hands.
But other Republicans fear that a governor from their party elected in the recall would be all alone trying to steer that car away from the edge of the cliff. Again, Ray McNally.
You come into office without, you know, a ruling majority of the vote. You're elected with a plurality. You face a hostile Democrat-controlled legislature. You would be the lone Republican.
Made even more lonely because the other seven top elected state officials, like the lieutenant governor and the attorney general, are also Democrats. But Alan Hoffenblum, a Republican consultant, says it's important to remember that the past three Republican governors also faced difficulties in Sacramento.
All the years that we've had Republican governors, they've had a Democratic-controlled legislature. The way the Republican governor governs is with the use of the veto and the line item veto when it comes to budgets. There's a lot of power in that office. Also, you got the bully pulpit.
In spite of that kind of reassurance, though, some Republicans remain deeply apprehensive about the uncertain outcome of this recall election. Dave Cox is the Republican leader in the state assembly. He cautioned against the recall early on, and he's still wary.
I'm concerned about the unintended consequences. I'm concerned about the aspect of who might get elected in the event that the people of the state of California decide that Gray Davis is to be recalled. For example, there are some Democrats that, in my judgment, if they were put on the ballot, could win an election fairly easily. And from that standpoint, it would mean 8 more years of a Democrat. That gives me great concern.
The greatest fear of Republicans is that the Democrats will decide that Davis is going to lose, that a Republican like former Los Angeles Mayor Richard Reardon or actor Arnold Schwarzenegger is likely to win. So the Democrats, to hold on to California, will run someone like Senator Dianne Feinstein, who, polls show, could win easily. Democrats so far are holding solid with Davis, and Feinstein has said that she does not intend to run. But most observers say that at this point, anything can happen in California. John McChesney, NPR News, San Francisco.